Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Thoughts on Purim. There are so many significant and relevant themes when it comes to the beautiful holiday of Purim. Perhaps one of the themes that for some reason we don't focus on that much, and yet when you look at the story, it's very clear that it's a very significant part of the story, is the tremendous power of tefillah, the tremendous power of prayer. In the end of the day, the Jewish people didn't just send Esther into Ahasuerus to try to stop the decree against them. They fasted, but they didn't just fast, they also prayed. And in fact, in the Megillah, when it talks about what happened, it talks about Divrei Hatzomos, the matters regarding the fasts, V'zaakasam, and their cries, and the cries of the people, the prayers of the people. And the message that comes from that is the tremendous force of the prayers of Klal Yisrael. It's really a remarkable thing to think about, this tremendous tool, which God gives us, of course, as a means of coming closer to Him, of course, but actually a means of affecting great things in this world. What I'd like to do today, possibly into tomorrow, is just cite a few interesting sources regarding prayer in the Purim story. There's a very interesting medrash. The medrash says that after the famous episode within the Purim story of Haman leading Mordechai through the streets of Shushan and proclaiming such should be done to the man who the king wishes to honor, the Medrash says that right after Haman was finished with Mordechai, Mordechai goes back to prayer. Mordechai goes back to davening. Now, that's a remarkable thing to think about. Reb Chaim Friedlander points out that even Zeresh, Haman's own wife, turns to Haman after he comes home from this whole story and, you know, the famous thing where the garbage is dumped on his head. And Zeresh says to Haman, you know, this is not going to turn out well for us. There's clearly signs here. This part of the story that, you thought you were going to be prominent and you're leading Mordechai through the streets, it just back off. So Zeresh, who was no angel, recognizes that the hand of God is here to help the Jews. So Mordechai runs home and he starts praying. What did Zeresh understand that Mordechai didn't understand? Mordechai should, you know, sit back, relax, and thank God for hearing his prayers. What is he still praying for? And so the point that Rav Friedlander makes here is that Mordechai clearly intuitively understood that it's not that we view prayer as a means of response to distressing situations. Rather, we view distressing situations as a means of inspiring us to prayer. But prayer has a purpose and an end in its own right. So the fact that things had begun to turn around for the Jewish people is, first of all, only a sign that even more prayers can continue to do great for the Jewish people. But even if all the prayers necessary have happened, Mordechai still needs to pray because prayer is a wonderful thing. And that seems to be part of the point. It's interesting where Friedlander also brings down the famous quote from the Gemara that suggests that the reason why it's so common among the patriarchs and the matriarchs to have difficulties bearing children is because Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tfilas shel tzadikim, that God wanted to hear the prayers of the righteous. And so again, that leads to that same concept that it's not that prayer gets us out of trouble, it's that sometimes we have trouble to make us pray in a more meaningful way. And that's the point. Another interesting point in the story that the Vilna Gaon makes is Mordechai is sitting in the courtyard of the king. There's been a terrible decree, and Mordechai is wearing sackcloth. And the idea of Mordechai wearing sackcloth is he's praying to God. And Esther sends her messenger Hasach to talk to Mordechai to tell him to take off the sackcloth. And Mordechai is not interested. Mordechai doesn't even want to talk directly to Esther. Mordechai's going to keep his sackcloth on, and he sends a message back to Rasach. What's going on? He doesn't have 5 minutes for Esther? He just has to wear sackcloth? So the Vilna Gaon says the idea of the sackcloth is Mordechai's involved in prayer. Mordechai saw the power of his prayer as such a relevant thing, and again, not because he's Mordechai, but because he's a member of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, that he didn't want to relent on the passion of that prayer for even one moment. These are just some things to think about in the beautiful context of prayer. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.